Let's spend a little time taking in all that is. So there are the sounds. Sounds of the bells, my voice, sounds from the street, the room. Noticing the sounds. Bringing interest and friendliness to all noticing, whether pleasant or unpleasant. Letting the awareness now include a sense of sitting here, feeling the body in the chair, being very deliberate about it, using this sensing of sitting here as a way to ground ourselves in the present moment, very deliberately. Including in this sensing of body, the breath. Determining that for the next minute, I'll notice each and every breath. Just a minute of noticing breathing. And now letting the awareness include scent, opening to all the various scents. The scent of oranges, of chocolate, of chips, of popcorn. When you're at home, perhaps of pine, fir, spruce. The scent of snow. Letting the awareness of the scents ground us in the present moment. Letting go of the stories that the scents may give rise to. Just noticing them, let them pass through. Along with the scents, there may be a particular taste that's in the mouth, or a number of flavors that are showing up. The orange you just ate, the bit of chocolate, the popcorn. Noticing now any thoughts that are moving through the mind just as they are. Thoughts about all of this sensory input, thoughts of the season, seasons past, seasons to come, the next few days. Just let the thoughts come and go in the awareness. Let each thought move across the landscape of the mind like clouds across the sky. Noticing that some of these thoughts are emotion-laden. Noting, naming any particular emotions that are showing, whether pleasant or unpleasant, welcoming them all to the table, to the party. Noticing too any emotions that are showing that they are landing in the body. So taking a little bit of time to scan through the body. Noticing any areas of stress or tension. Or maybe there's some lightness, some ease to be noticed. Noticing if there's any particular area in the body that is undergoing some difficulty, some tightness, some contraction. Perhaps really caught up in a strong emotion, an emotion-laden thought, and bringing the attention deeply into that area in the body. Recognizing that the difficulty is here and allowing it to be here. And gently, kindly investigating it by feeling the sensations, their different qualities, their size and shapes. Noticing how the sensations are changing. Noticing how there's a boundary to the sensations. They occur in one area and not other areas. Being aware of all those places that are free of this contraction, this challenge in the body. possibly breathing in and out of this challenging experience, or breathing with it, holding whatever it is with tender, tender mindfulness. Not trying to fix it, rather letting it move through, have its life. And you may have been noticing that we're doing the rain practice at this point, recognizing, allowing, investigating, which is also about becoming intimate with some difficulty. And now let's make the N of rain to be nurturing. As Tara Brock's teaching of late, giving ourselves whatever nurturing we may need for this. And so you may find it helpful to place a hand over the heart, over the belly, on a cheek, wherever you experience soothing touch. Maybe over the challenging body part that's manifesting the difficulty of the heart or mind or body. And really allowing yourself to engage the soothing touch. Feel the warmth of your hands. So we've been mindfully aware of some difficulty, some bit of suffering. And you might care to underline that. Oh, this is stress. Ouch, this hurts. This is difficult. To underline that in a kindly way. And then to remember that everybody experiences stress and difficulty at this season, as the ringing of that bell is so clearly telling us. Everybody's got a bit of trouble happening. We're not alone, underlining that. And then bringing heaps of kindness to ourselves, so really engaging the soothing touch and offering ourselves soothing words in a soothing tone. Well, may I be so soft and gentle and kind with myself with this. May I give myself just what I need to be with this, to live through this. May I hold myself with great compassion. And simply noticing now the effects of what we just tagged on there, a self-compassion break. Noticing the effects of this. May not be much of anything at this point. May feel awkward. The heart may be really opening. There may be tears. There may be struggle and resentment. Whatever's happening is showing us the workings of the heart. Feeling the breath and body. Widening the awareness again, taking in the sense. The taste in the mouth, the sounds, Let thoughts and emotions come and go. Really ground in all the sensory awareness. And as much as we may be having our difficulties in these moments, we remember that others too are having difficulties across the planet, human and non-human, and the planet itself. Bringing any images that help you remember this, bringing them to mind. Letting the perspective of our own suffering widen to include the whole world. And remembering too that we can't control all things, our own lives and what happens with others. We can respond with grace, with dignity, with mindfulness, with compassion. But we can't control it all. We can be present for it. And as we begin to finish up our practice, let's also remember all the many beautiful things that this life gives us. The beauty of this planet, sun on a snowy day, the gathering of good friends, all the many blessings we experience in terms of being here, well fed and clothed and sheltered. And finishing off with a bit of closing dedication, remembering that we never practice alone. Whenever we practice, we are practicing with others across the planet, and that our practice is of benefit to all beings. This is so important to remember. If there's one person at the holiday party who is a little bit grounded and centered, that will ripple out to others. There's one person who has goodwill, has compassion, can see that the crankiness of this one or that one is coming from suffering, can be steady in the storm. It helps everyone there. May all beings live in peace. May all beings be happy. May all beings have good health and good fortune. May all beings live in peace and harmony. May all beings be free.